Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sammy Ellis. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sammy Ellis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. May reaches second base with a double. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom takes first base on ball four. Cardenal moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Sammy Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis bunts towards the mound. Teong fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaal takes first base on ball 4. Tiant moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tiant scores. Verhaal moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Horton reaches second base with a double. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinblum for the out. Horton moves to third. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tiant bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardinal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 0 in the game. Ellis strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar bunts towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sheinblum hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. There goes Horton trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Melton, who tags Horton for the out. Alves moves to second. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Fosse hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tiant strikes out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuller scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. Cardinal moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sheinblum hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Pete Ward. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams takes first base on ball 4. Josephson moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton scores. Josephson moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a line drive towards third. Alves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Bob Locker. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Cardinal chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Fuller. Fuller fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Fuller. Josephson scores. Williams scores. Hermann goes all the way around to score. Alomar moves to third. It's 7-4, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Osinski now pitching. Ron Hansen now playing first base. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LeMay pinch hits for Vern Fuller. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fosse moves to third. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Stan Williams. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fosse scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, White Sox. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Max Alves now playing shortstop. Zoilo Verhals now playing second base. Jose Cardinal now playing third BA. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrelson strikes out. 1 out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.